This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome to another episode of the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. I count it an honor to use my gift or my gifts in this space to share a perspective, to share a thought, to share some poetry, or even some prose as we reflect on the moments that God affords. Moments are all we get. Moment here and a moment there. I am Sean N. Graham, host of The Jam Pod. I'm a poet, I'm an author, and I am a speaker. And for me, it's a privilege to share each week that which God has laid on my heart. He has kept his hand upon me, right? And he has extended mercy to me again and again. So I'm honored that he still sees fit to use me, that he's still choosing me today. And my prayer is that I do not take this opportunity lightly, not at all. And that what is shared in this space will connect to something on the inside of you, that you may be encouraged, you may be enlightened, and that you will walk in the moments that life affords, good or bad, happy or sad, because moments, that's all we get, moments. Now, if you are tuning in for the very first time, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I pray that you will find value in what is shared in this space, and that there is a connection between my thoughts and your heart. I also pray that you will tune in every week to check out the new episodes. And a new episode is available every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, RSS, Apple Podcasts. You can check out Amazon or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Please check out the Just a Moment podcast. Now, we know life happens and things don't always go the way we want them to or even the way we planned them. And so sometimes the episodes get delayed a little bit or they get posted a little later than 9 a.m. Some things are really out of our control. I'm just asking that when those days come around, that you bear with us, give us some grace, right? Now, for our faithful viewers and listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have already subscribed, I want to thank you as well for doing that. If you have not yet subscribed, This is your opportunity to do so. And while you're doing that, you can hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the episodes are available. And please, don't forget, you can also leave me a comment. Share your thoughts and how the episodes have impacted you, how they have spoken to you. I would love to chit-chat with you. I would love to know how they have encouraged you. If you have also missed any of the previous episodes, I would implore you to go back and watch them. See what God has placed on my heart and that which I have shared as well. I know you will find value in those episodes. And may I also ask that you share them. Share them with your friends. Share them with your family. Tell someone about what's taking place here on the Just a Moment podcast. You can call it the Jam Pod. Yes, make it personable. Because, you know, share them so you can encourage someone who might just need a reminder that they are loved, that they matter, and that they are equipped to handle what this life may send his or her way. We know it's not easy at times, and this road can sometimes get just a little bit rougher than we would want it to be. So encourage someone's heart. Share the Just a Moment podcast with them so they too can know that they are cared for. And so I just want to say a very big thank you to everyone. Everyone who takes their time, his or her time, to stop by and check out the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, every week. From the bottom of my heart, just know that I am truly, truly grateful. Now, I have a few announcements I want to make. First one is Just a Moment in Prayer, Communication and Communion and Conversations. Again, it's Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations. That will be coming up on the fourth Saturday in August. That's when we have them. And this month is going to be on August 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube Live. I want you to meet us there for a time to gather for reflection, encouragement, and prayer. We need to pray. Why communion and conversations? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. When Jesus spoke to John and he said, "When I knock at your heart's door, when you hear my voice, he wants you to open up so he can come in," he says, "and he can sup with you." And he did not stop there. He said, "And you sup with me." Hence, he wants to commune with you. He wants to conversate with you. Who sits at the supper table and is quiet? No one. So when you meet to sup, you commune and you conversate. Hence, Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations. I want to remind you as we gather that Jesus wants to come into your heart and he wants to sup with you. He wants to commune and conversate with you. So the first one was a blessing, and I'm imploring you to meet us August 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live. I'm so excited for what God has in store. He is already preparing me, and I can't wait to meet you there. Now, I just want to shout out a remembrance. I want to make do a remembrance. My sister, the one and only Gail Graham, who passed away back in December of 2023. I want to pause to remember her. Her birthday would have been tomorrow, August 20th. She would have been 45 years old, but God saw fit and she went to sleep back then. May her soul rest in peace. May her soul rest in peace. Now, Jam Fam, I mentioned last week that we have a lot taking place in August. So I want to remind you to stay tuned for what we have in store, what's coming up. We have new merchandise that will be dropping in August, from cozy gear to inspiring pieces that you can wear, that you can share. And this drop is rooted in everything that we stand for: faith, love, and intentional living, embracing the moments that you get. Life is fleeting and time sometimes can be short. So all of this is just a reminder to embrace each day for what it presents, what it gives to you. And that's not all. I'm also working on some new books. Again, I love to write. That's one of the gifts that God has blessed me with: writing, putting things on paper, encouraging words. And so I'm working on a prayer journal. I'm also working on another book of poems. God sees fit to put into me something. I pray that I see fit to share it with the world. I don't want to be that wicked servant who didn't use the talent that God gave him. So I'm using my talents. I'm walking in my gifting. I want to encourage my sisters and my brothers. I want to encourage you, my viewers, those who have just hooked in with me and is just listening to the Just a Moment podcast and is just grateful for what God has allowed me to share in this space. So please make sure that you have subscribed, tune in, and that you are ready because of what's coming next on the Just a Moment podcast. You are going to want to be a part of that. In today's reflections, or in today's thought titled Look Back Sometimes, look back sometimes and think about that. Sometimes we have to look back, because today caught me, as I prepared for this episode, you know, today caught me looking back a little bit. And I guess it is just to appreciate how far we have come. When we remember or reminisce on the journeys we've been on, the ups and the downs, the valleys and the mountains, the highs and the lows, look back. So we can reflect and be even just a little bit appreciative of how we got here. A few days ago, I was talking to one of my nephews about some of the foods we used to eat back then when we were young and growing up and hungry at times. Oh, yes. And one of them is plain old boiled dumplings and butter. Now, if you're a Jamaican, I would say that would click immediately, because our boiled dumplings may be different from another culture's boiled dumpling, right? Or is it a little bit bigger and we add butter? Man, this thing is so tasty. Can you all see my mouth drooling over here? I'm sorry. Let me stop. So it's one of those delicacies. Yes. For me, that just hits the spot, right? I still eat it from time to time, but I don't do it often. And let's just say I try to make it a little bit more healthier than just plain flour. So I may add some cornmeal, and I may add some wheat flour at times, you know, because I want to age gracefully, right? Indeed, I do. And so, but there are times when we get into just boiling some dumplings, man, and we add some butter and you just sit in the moment and you just enjoy it and you remember the times when that's all you had. You remember the times when that's all you had and you were enjoying it so well back then, but looking back at how far you have come, just to see how far you have come and just to know that God's hand has been upon you, right? And growing up, I want to say we experience the best of times and the worst of times. We had it good and we had it bad at the same time. But we can look back at the experiences now that shaped us, that pushed us to become more, to try a little harder, to go a bit further. The pressing that made our oil flow. Because it's sometimes only when we are pressed, only when we face struggles and hardship, we really know how much we can do, how much we can accomplish, and how strong we are. How strong we are when we are pressed or when we are pushed to the limit. That's when we recognize how capable we are. Now, shortly before I started preparing for the episode, I went into my home office and a sheet of paper caught my attention. And so I picked it up and I started looking at it, and I realized it was the list that my father had made. He had written down what was important, some important dates to him. His children's birthday, the time he came to the United States, when we came, the time we got married, the time we got divorced. He had written down some of our spouses' birth dates, his partner's birth date, all that information. And as I looked at the paper, one thing caught my attention, and it was the year 1987. And I saw how much he had endured in 1987. That was the year he got a new job, but that was also the year he got a divorce. That was the year he got baptized, and that was also the year he got sick. That was the year he had an aneurysm and almost lost his life and spent 5 months in a coma, 1987. And as I saw how my dad kept those dates, and again, I mentioned how 1987 stood out to me on this sheet of paper, and how much he endured good times and bad times, happy moments, sad moments, all in 1 year. And most of it, he had to endure by himself. All by himself, being sick in a foreign country, all alone in the hospital. The brother that he had living here in the United States lived in New York. He was all alone. And as I stood there and looked at this sheet of paper, I couldn't help but to think that sometimes as children, we don't even understand the scope of our parents' struggles and their sacrifice until they're gone. How they bore the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The brunt of the burdens for us. What they gave up so that we could have a different or better, we could have different or better opportunities. We could live better lives, right? So that we can trod the roads that they never had the chances to walk on. The sacrifices they made. And I'm standing there looking at this piece of paper and I'm or sheet of paper, and I'm thinking, man, it's sometimes only when our loved ones or parents, maybe siblings are gone that we realize how much they cared, how much they really wanted for us. It's then we realize what or who they were willing to walk away from. And we only recognize this sometimes, I said, only when they're gone or when we have conversations and discussions with our siblings or other loved ones who are still here, that we can really understand the scope of their sacrifice. Sometimes we have to look back. We have to look back. We didn't make it here on our own. Someone paid the price. I can only imagine what my dad gave up. Intelligent man, brilliant guy, who worked in many capacities in Jamaica. Many capacities that a lot of people did not get the opportunity to work. Hotel manager, he did so much when he was there. But he came here, and the flip side of that is, if my dad hadn't left Jamaica, he would have died. Because the type of aneurysm he had, only a few people survived that kind of aneurysm. So he sacrificed for us. I mean, we have to look back and appreciate the sacrifice. What am I saying in this moment? I'm encouraging you in this moment to always self-assess. Reflect on what you have access to. I must reflect on what I have access to because someone dared or was not afraid to empty his or herself for you, for me. Come on. They were willing to bear in the shame and embarrassment, to suffer pain and lack, so that you and I can walk in the moments. I say that again. They were willing to suffer shame and embarrassment, to suffer lack, so that you and I can walk in the moments that we are now being afforded. Self-assess, look back. And if you have the opportunity, if you have the chance, thank them while you can, while they're here. Talk with them. Talk with your parents. Talk with your big sisters, your small sisters. Come on. So we can build on their sacrifices. We can show them that we're grateful and that we can make them proud. Make them proud. Show them that their sacrifices were not in vain. Sometimes we just have to look back. We have to look back. Right? Even for those who may not, whose birth parents may not have been there the way they should have, right? And but someone else stepped in to love you. Someone else stepped in to encourage you, to remind you that you have worth, that you have value, and that you are beautiful just the way you are. Thank them. Thank them. Show them that you appreciate their sacrifice because they didn't have to step in. And even for the parents that walked away, maybe they walked away for a good reason, because God sees everything. Right? Thank them too, because sometimes they may have walked away and that pushed you to become a better parent. That pushed you to do more, to give more. Sometimes we just have to look back, because when all is said and done, when all is said and done, we must give thanks to the Father of creation, who loves us with an everlasting love and whose arms are always open wide. Always open wide. He's always with us. And he was here before we got here. He knew what you would have gone through, what you would have endured. He never left your side. He kept you in the rain. He kept you in the storm. He kept you in the dry moments, in the wet moments, in the heavy moments, the not so heavy moments, the high moments, the low moments. He was always there. Look back. Sometimes we just have to look back. Remember, our Father gave the ultimate sacrifice, his Son, Christ Jesus, for all of us, for you and for me. The greatest Father, the Father of all fathers, the only one who was here before we got here. He was here before we got here. And today's poem that I'm going to share with you, like I always do, share a poem, is a poem for reflection again. He was here before we got here. And it is found on page 116 of Be Inspired Again, my book of poetry, that God, poetry and prose and prayers, that God has laid on my heart. And I penned these words, not with my abilities. No, he equipped me. He gave me each poem. He gave me each thought. So I'm constantly looking back to how he has kept me all my life. All my life. He's never left me. Even when I fell down, he was right there. He picked me up. When I messed up, he forgave me and said, run on and see what the end is going to be. I wouldn't count myself worthy to even sit in this seat and share and talk about the goodness of God. But I always say, he saw in me what I couldn't even see in myself. He was here before we got here. Page 116 of Be Inspired Again. Sorry, you were here before we got here. You were here before we got here, in the stillness of the night, creating sun and moon and stars by your power and wondrous might. Oh, you were here before we got here. As twilight turns to day, clearing the path as you prepared us for whatever may be in the way. You were here before we got here, calling us by name, endowing us with gifts and saying, as I've loved, go and do the same. Father, you were here before we got here, knowing our end from the beginning. You knew who'd go. You knew who'd stay, but still you say, in me, you'll always be winning. You were here before we got here. You've never left, I know. And after all we've said and done, oh, Father, you still love us so. You were here before we got here. Oh, my word. God is always around, has been, is now, and will be forever and ever. Can you imagine? He was there before you were born. calling you by name, endowing you with gifts and saying, as I have loved you. Come on, even though you did crazy when you were 20, even though I messed up at 15 and 16, he said, I love you before you even got to that point of messing up. Can we look back sometimes? He knows. He knew what we would have gone through back then. He knew who'd stay. He knew who would go. But still, he reminded you, look to me. Look to me, your father, because in me you'd always be winning. Ah, aren't you glad that God was here before you got here? He was there before you got to that place of pain. And so you were at the point when you can look back to see God's love, look back and see the sacrifices of those who have gone ahead of you, your loved ones, your parents, your siblings, that teacher who spoke life into you and told you you were different and told you you could win. Look back. Sometimes with gratitude, embrace the moment, the moments that shaped you, the moments that prepared you, the moments that reminded you that you're beautifully and wonderfully made in the Father's image. Embrace the moments, the good ones, the bad ones. The good ones encourage you to keep going. The bad ones reminded you that you could win if you get up. Look back at the moments when you were counted out, but God said, not yet. Look back sometimes and be encouraged that God is walking beside you. He's never left. And even after all we've said and done, oh, Father, you still love us so. Sometimes we just have to look back. We just have to look back. All right, Jam Pod family, before we wrap up today's episode, here are just a few reminders. We'll be back next week, yes? Same time, same place with a brand new episode. Remember, one drops every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you get your podcast. Check us out on YouTube because that way you get to see my beautiful face smiling back at you, sharing with you. Yes. And if you have not subscribed us yet, take the opportunity to subscribe, link hand, link arm with us. And while you're at it, hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the episode is uploaded and ready for you to view. Don't forget, I'd also love to hear from you. Drop me a comment, hear your thoughts. Let me know how that episode has impacted you, how it has spoken onto something on the inside of you. Because remember, I always want deep to reach out to deep. My thoughts connecting with your hearts. So yes, drop me a comment, share your thoughts with me because I would love to chit chat with you. Indeed. And don't forget, you can find me at seanandgraham.net, SeanandGraham. Yes, just like that graham cracker. SeanandGraham.net. Or you can leave me a message on justamoment.live. Everything we're building, this movement, this ministry, because that's what it is. It's all there waiting for you. I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. Come on, say it with me. Oh, the Jam Pod. Remember, moments that are gone do not come back. Missed moments can never be retrieved, and they can never be recaptured. I'm encouraging you. Take a hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine. Whatever moments life sends your way, good or bad, happy or sad, take a hold of them. And as you move through this week, Wherever the journey may take you, whatever moment you may encounter, please remember the sacrifices of those who loved you and is still still loving you today. Look back sometimes. Look back. Look back and see how you got here. Plain and simple. Look back. Look back. And don't forget to put God first in all that you do. Put God first in all that you do. And to be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to who God created you and called you. And He is even still calling you today. Who is He calling you to become? Who is calling you to be? I am Sean N. Graham, your host. I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life.